Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, it's shaping up to be a potentially busy next couple of weeks for both equities and Forex markets. So we're fresh off of the Fed's decision to hold off on raising interest rates. Upcoming U.S.-China trade talks resuming next week. And also, the clock is ticking for the United Kingdom to come up with a deal that will allow them to exit the European Union in an orderly manner. So how might this affect market sentiment in both equities and the FX space in the near future? Well, right now we're joined on the line by Shyam Devani, who's the senior technical strategist over at Citi, and he has a couple of thoughts on how this might actually hit markets. Shyam, we just want to see if you're on the line. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
All right, Shyam, let's start off with the Fed today, and we did hear today that Fed Chair Jerome Powell is holding off on possibly hiking rates for the rest of the year. How might this impact market sentiment, and do you think that the Fed's recent dovish turn has already been priced into markets, both in the equities and the Forex space?
No, not really, and it hasn't been priced into quite this degree, and that's why you've seen markets move over the past 24 hours. You see the dollar is down. The equity markets are a little bit less volatile at this stage. But basically, in the background, what you've got, which should never be ignored, is an inverted yield curve in the U.S. This is a key indication of where interest rates are likely to go, and at the moment, the fixed income market is moving in such a way that yields are going down, and there could even be a risk down the line later this year that the Fed even start talking about a cut, and who knows, maybe even deliver one. So if we're going down that route, the short-term reaction and the long-term reaction may be quite different. You could end up in a situation where you've got lower yields and interest rates that ultimately support the stock market. But I think in the near term, we're just getting through this little patch where you might just see a bit of a consolidation or a correction in stocks before they go up again later.
You mentioned that that the yield curve in the U.S. is starting to invert. How probable is the worst case scenario for recession in the U.S., given the fact that we've also seen that it's not just the Fed, but other central banks have started to become more accommodative in a potential anticipation of this worst case scenario?
Well, it's a good question because there's an inverted yield curve and there's an inverted yield curve. What I mean by that is how much is it inverted? At the currently, U.S. yield curve is only slightly inverted, and it has been a lot more in the past when the U.S. has gone into significant downturns. We're not at that stage yet. There's no major indication of that right now. We're only a few basis points inverted, depending on which part of the curve you're looking at. So actually, it looks like the Federal Reserve may just back off and could even cut the interest rate, but that doesn't necessarily turn into a situation where they're turning a major cycle. And instead, actually, in the background, the long-term data looks pretty good for the U.S. So you end up in the situation where you've got slightly lower interest rates while the economy is not turning down so much, which should ultimately support the stock market. So it's always a little bit, you've always got to be a little bit careful in how you interpret that yield curve, and it depends how much it is inverted. It's not that inverted, just a little bit.
Shyam, let's move to next week's trade talks between the U.S. and China resuming in Beijing. Now, U.S. President Donald Trump has said that they might let tariffs stay on, even if they do come up with an agreement, to make sure that China does abide by anything they agree on. How might this affect the sentiment for Chinese markets, and also how the yuan or the renminbi might move in the next coming weeks?
Well, ultimately, you know, there's something that's worth remembering. There's a lot of trends that took place in the first three quarters of last year, and there has been quite a shift in sentiment and in some of the data and the trends that we're seeing since the beginning of this year. So if you take the first three quarters of 2018, China really was on the back foot. You had the stock market down, you had the currency down, and when we were in October, which was only 6 months away, there were real concerns that there'll be capital flight out of China. But instead, since the beginning of this year, you've seen a lot of capital coming into China. So we're talking at the opposite end of the scale. So sentiment has improved a lot. The currency has strengthened. The stock market's done well. With respect to what Trump says here and now, all sorts of headlines, we're getting used to headlines coming out throughout negotiations in all directions. We'll have to wait and see how it turns out over the next few months. But it looks to us as though the Chinese renminbi may do well. We're looking for a move on dollar China to around 6.45 ultimately. So that trend in China, which was very bearish last year, has turned as we've entered 2019, and I think a lot of that can carry on.
We're still speaking to Sham Devine, who's a senior technical strategist at Citi. Sham, I want to move to this one currency that you've been keeping close tabs of for the last couple of weeks. It's the Indian rupee, which happens to be one of, if not the best performing currency in the emerging markets. And what a turnaround from the first 9 months of 2018, when the rupee actually took on a bit on quite the nosedive. They've been going from strength to strength. But when you look at the headlines, nothing really supports strength for the rupee. You're talking about those tensions between India and Pakistan. You're also talking about the upcoming elections. Despite that, though, they continue to flex. What are you seeing that's been driving the rupee's recent strength?
Well, JP, I would actually argue it the other way. Ever since those tensions came about in Kashmir, actually Indian markets have been doing very well. And the logic is that there was a lot of doubts about the upcoming election, especially given some of the state election results in 2018. They didn't necessarily argue for a strong victory for Modi. But as soon as these troubles have come about, that has dominated the scene. And actually, support for Modi has gone up, the stock market has gone up, and the Indian rupee has gone up. So that's the domestic situation. It looks like it's going to carry on. Dollar India probably makes it a 66.82 in the short term, and maybe even around the 63.5 area later. Now, if you look at the kind of behavior in the stock market, you'll be surprised it's very similar to 5 years ago, which is the last time they had the election. And the last time they had the election before the actual election, it was in the month of March, that the stock market broke higher. It continued higher into the election and higher still after the election. And I think that's basically what we're looking at now, where it wouldn't be surprised to see new trend highs on the stock market and ultimately a target of 13,700 on the Nifty over time. That will probably take the rest of this year, maybe even to early 2020. But things are looking much better there domestically. The trade numbers that have come out, this was a major issue throughout 2018. You noted that last year, you know, the Indian rupee wasn't performing well. The trade deficits were heavy with a rising oil price. But actually now the trade deficit numbers have come in much better than expected, and the oil price has come off and somewhat stabilized relative to last year. So that is supportive as well. And of course, as I was talking about China, the regional turn, you're beginning to see it in a lot of major economies. Chinese markets have turned. Indian markets is another one, as you say, this month has been the best performing emerging market currency. Indonesia is another one. It's a trend that's turned. So there's a lot of changes coming that we've seen already in 2019 that are quite different to last year.
So much to talk about in the emerging markets currency space and so little time. Sham Devani, senior technical strategist from Citi, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you on the show again.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir. In the near future.